Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke 5, 12 to 16. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 5, verse 12 to 16. In one of the villages, Jesus met a man with an advanced case of leprosy. When the man saw Jesus, he bowed with his face to the ground, begging to be healed. "Lord," he said, "if you are willing, you can heal me and make me clean." Jesus reached out and touched him. "I am willing," he said, "be healed." And instantly the leprosy disappeared. Then Jesus instructed him not to tell anyone what had happened. He said, "Go to the priest and let him examine you. Take along the offering required in the law of Moses for those who have been healed of leprosy. This will be a public testimony that you have been cleansed." But despite Jesus' instructions, the report of his power spread even faster, and vast crowds came to hear him preach and to be healed of their diseases. But Jesus often withdrew to the wilderness for prayer. My theme for reflection is unclean no more, the compassion that touches. Unclean no more, the compassion that touches. Not long ago, I stood in a long queue at the airport, tired and mildly irritated. As I waited, I noticed a young child tugging at his mother's sleeve, asking if he could just go say hi to the pilot. The mother, clearly exhausted, shook her head. But to the child, the idea of reaching someone in the cockpit was not absurd. It was simple hope. Sometimes we outgrow the simplicity of faith, burdened by the complexity of our lives and the unworthiness we carry. But in Luke 5, 12 to 16, we meet a man who dared to hope that his uncleanliness would not disqualify him from the compassion of Jesus. And he was right. The leper who approaches Jesus is not merely sick. He is full of leprosy, physically ravaged and socially exiled. He lives in a kind of living death, cut off from family, worship, and community. In biblical terms, leprosy is more than a disease. It is a metaphor for the alienation caused by sin. Like the leper, we may carry things that isolate us: guilt, addiction, bitterness, and shame. Yet what is remarkable is not just the man's condition, but his confidence. "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." What follows is staggering. Jesus doesn't recoil. He touches the untouchable. In a world of barriers and boundaries, this touch is revolutionary. It is more than healing, it is belonging. Jesus does not merely tolerate us, he reaches for us. As Miroslav Volf puts it, God's embrace is not a weak indulgence, but a transformative welcome. The touch of Christ does not just leave us as we are, it restores, redefines, and reorients us. But the story does not end there. Jesus instructs the man to go and show himself to the priest, reconnecting him to his community and confirming his cleansing according to the law. The miracle was not only personal, it was social, even institutional. God's healing reaches into systems and restores relationships. This challenges us deeply. Who are the people we declare unclean today? Those struggling with addiction, the mentally ill, the incarcerated, the socially discarded? And how do we see ourselves? Do we hide our own leprosy behind a smile and polite distance, afraid that if we truly expose our wounds, no one, even God, will draw near? The good news of this passage is that Jesus is not afraid of our wounds. He does not just forgive from a distance, he takes hold of us. The miracle of grace is not that God waits until we are clean to come near, but that he comes near in order to make us clean. So many people think they must clean up before they come to God, but Jesus welcomes us as we are and then transforms us by his grace. His touch is not conditioned on our worthiness, but is fueled by his mercy. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life do you feel unclean or unworthy to approach Jesus? Number two, who in your community might be waiting for your touch, a sign of acceptance, dignity, and patience? And now our practical exercise for the day. Today, make intentional contact with someone who may feel isolated or forgotten. It could be a phone call, a visit, or a note. Let your action be a small echo of the touch of Christ, one that restores dignity and offers hope. Lord Jesus, thank you that you are not repelled by our brokenness, but moved by it. Thank you for your healing touch that reaches even the most untouchable parts of our lives. Help us to come to you just as we are, and help us to go out and touch others with the compassion we have received. May our lives testify to your grace, your healing, and your endless willingness to make us clean. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.